1 year, 365 days. We've made it. We did it. Thank you so much. Mwah. Come on in. Where are you from? Can you hear me okay? Can you see me okay? I feel like that. Those are my taglines now. Come on in. Can you hear me okay? Can you see me okay? Two huge things, obviously, today. One, thank you so much for your support for the last year. Unbelievable that we've made it this far. Had no idea what it was going to be when I first started this thing. I had no idea. And now 365 days later, we're here. So that's huge. Thank you so much for your support. Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. The second huge difference here from usual is that I have a producer. There's somebody in the background doing the music, doing the sort of stuff for the stream, bringing up comments. That's my wife. She's not going to show her face. You're probably not going to even hear her. But she's running the show in the background. Make sure you give her a shout out when you have a chance. But yeah, thank you so much for joining me today. Let's talk about whatever you guys want to talk about. You know, let's sit down and have a chat. Just make sure you can hear me okay. Let's make sure you can see me okay. And we'll get started. I mean, I can sort of talk a little bit about my journey, man. It's been wild. When I first started this channel, I never really thought that I was going to be doing this for more than a couple months, to be honest. It was more a thing where I wanted to bring value to the community by sharing my perspectives about Tesla, sharing my perspective about what I've learned in my career. And what I found is that through building this community, that folks find what I have to say valuable from time to time. And that's given me a lot of, quite a bit of fire to do what I do, you know, to sit down and really bring y'all, my God, I'm Texan, jeez, bring y'all the perspectives that I've gained, not just in Tesla, but the different things in my career. And yeah, for the next 365 days, it's going to be a lot of that. Thank you, Samir, so much for your congrats. Thank you. It's all you guys, man. It's all you guys. It's everybody that's been watching this channel. I'm not even bringing these up. My producer is bringing these up. This is crazy. The wife. Say hi to my wife. Hi. Thank you, TeslaFix. Thank you, Jan. Really appreciate you. Loved our conversation, man. I can't wait for you to post it so folks can see it. Had a blast. Yeah. Let me know what you guys want to talk about. Let's do this as well. Let's go ahead and thank you, Brian. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you. Let's post a link so that anybody that can jump on and, you know, wants to ask a question or share a thought, let's do that. All right, producer, this is what you're going to do. Let's do this live, producer. Under invite, you're going to see an invite link and you're going to take that invite link and you're going to post it in the comments. And let's see if she's able to do that. We're doing this live. Live production, y'all. really appreciate you guys joining me today. It really means a lot. But yeah, as I was saying, it's been a crazy journey. For the next 365 days, I think what I really want to focus on is bringing as much value to as many people as humanly possible, and really, really spend all of my time building this channel with that in mind. Is how to maximize being useful. How to maximize helping people in the best way that I can help them. I've been focusing a lot, obviously, on Tesla and Elon and all that stuff. But I'm curious to see what other things I can do to bring value. If you do join the stream, the one thing I do want to make sure y'all do is ensure your camera's on. Make sure that your audio is decent, and make sure that your connection is decent as well, so that we can give the best experience possible to the viewing public. And then producer, if you can do that on the comment as well, if you can add that to the comment and repost the link, that would be great. Thank you very much. Thank you. But yeah, it's been super fun journey. Really loved spending time with y'all on this channel. I've gotten to know so many of you, not just in TeslaCon. I remember when we did the TeslaCon thing here in Austin in, what was it? April, May, June, March? I don't even remember when it was. And I got to meet a lot of you in person, which was crazy. And the amount of support I got was just overwhelming, to be honest. It was overwhelming. I remember we went to my friend's house in Florida that weekend after we went to TeslaCon. And I was telling my friends, like, dude, like, y'all better... be making fun of me and beat the shit out of me, because the amount of overwhelming support I got was like, it can get to one's head, I feel like. So I was forever grateful for that support, and forever grateful for everybody to be for everything you guys have done for this channel, to be here 1 year later. You know, it's wild. The beard is slowly tricking back in. Yes, slowly. This thing used to grow a little bit faster back in the day, but nowadays I think the beard is not as doesn't grow as fast as it used to. The testosterone levels might be lower. I'm gonna go ahead and pin that to the top of the stream as well, the comment. Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much. Thank you. I wish I had a beer in my head. Thank you, Dave. John Travolta. Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate you guys very much. Really appreciate you. Please don't change, Farza. You're awesome. Thank you, Mihoko. Thank you. I've seen you on the streams quite often. I really appreciate the support. Amit, my bearded brother from another mother. I guess I'm not bearded right now, so we're not technically brothers, but yeah, thank you very much. Congrats, Farza. I caught you early on. I felt that you had something special. Great to see how you and your channel have grown. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. That's super kind. Yeah, it's just figuring out how to continue that momentum. You know, figuring out how to continue that momentum, how to continue being valuable, how to figure out how to be useful. I think the interviews that I've done on the channel have been very valuable for me, and I think they've been valuable for the community as well. That's one of the sort of, I guess, quote unquote niches within the YouTube thing that I've been doing that's been valuable for folks, and amongst other things, obviously. But I think, yeah, I think continuing doing that and maximizing usefulness is really my goal here. So thank you, Michael. That's very sweet. Really appreciate you. Thank you, Yashu. Hit that bed. Juju Gang, go follow this guy. Go follow Amit too, and Tesla Fix. Just follow everybody in the comment section, y'all. Just Google everybody, be like, I want to follow you. Congratulations, as far as like, you're doing a great job. Wash hands. Thank you, Richard. Thank you. I washed my hands this morning. I'm good. Thank you. That's very sweet, man. Thank you. Kevin, great work. I really enjoyed the live feed and drinking games on the Tesla calls and events. Yes. Yeah, I can't wait for Q4, man. For Q3, we did this big old... We got a bunch of YouTube folks together. Who was it? Me, Ross, Gary. It was Yashu, Nico, Matt Smith. Who else did we have in there? I'm missing somebody. I'm so sorry. I'm like blanking on who we're missing. We had a few folks on. Alexandra hopped in for a little bit. It was fun, man. It was a good time. It was a really good time. And we're going to look to do it again for Q4. Just a friggin' quarterly extravaganza. DRK, congratulations on your first year on YouTube. Thank you so much. Thank you. For those that are not aware, I'm not pulling up these comments. I have a producer today, my wife. My wife's producing this. She's going to produce these moving forward so I can concentrate more on the camera side and just being direct with the audience, and then I can have somebody do all the producing in the background. So thank you, wife. Thank you. Thank you, Jared. Thank you very much for the support. How do you feel about burnout? Do you get excited to make content every day? Amit, that's such a good question, bro. It's hard. Some days is tough. Some days is for sure tough. I found that taking breaks is extremely important. I'm probably at the point now where I probably need to take a break, because I do feel like when I sit down in front of the camera, I'm going to be completely transparent. It's oftentimes it's easy, but sometimes it's tough, because sometimes you feel like, you know, if you're not bringing the same level of energy, if you're not bringing the same level of like sharpness in your mind, the audience can tell. And that usually degrades the quality of the content, I feel like. So it's about, I think, learning where the limit is. Where's the glass sort of like tipping over and you're doing too much? And when you start realizing that moment, I think taking a break is extremely important. And you got to tell yourself, it's like, well, the missed opportunities are going to have to wait, because it just is what it is, you know? So, yeah, man. Taking breaks is important. So I would encourage you to do that, because I know you've been cranking out content like crazy. So if you do feel burnout, take a break. You know, at least 2 days. At least 2 days. And then go from there. Lufty, your insight of inner workings of Tesla has been really valuable to us investors. Understanding the Vulcan culture has really helped against some FUD. Thanks. Keep going. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Lufty. That's very sweet. Yeah, man, it's been tough. It's been tough to work through, and it's one of those things that I think through is, okay, what's the best way to bring that insight as as valuable as possible and as useful as possible. And a lot of the work I try to do with that respect is how to package that, because there's just so much there. But your words really encouraged me, man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Looks like we have somebody backstage. What suggestions would you give everyone who needs that extra push to keep pushing people to do better? From Ian. What suggestions would you give everyone who needs that extra push? Just freaking start, man. You know, I think one of the things about doing better is there is a complexity around trying to, you know, not failing or being afraid of failing or being afraid of looking like a dummy. Or, you know, here's a secret though. You're going to look like that at some point anyway, because nobody's perfect when they start something or they're doing something. So just do it. Start. Take the criticism and then get better, you know, and then move forward from there. All right, who do we got? We got a special guest in the background. Who is this? Let's see. I see a very beautiful face. Bring him on. Ah! What's up, Freddie? How's it going, bro?
Even I like your stuff.
Thank you. I wonder who this is. I don't think that the hoodie is giving it away or anything.
Anyway, I really enjoy your performance, information, and your effort. And I'm sure everybody else does. And even if it's scary sometimes, and even if we make fools of ourselves sometimes, it's all a really enjoyable journey. And I really thank you for it.
That's very sweet. Thank you so much, Freddie. Those are very kind words. And yeah, man, it's because of you all that I do this, honestly. It's the support I get from everybody. It's sort of the, you know, I put stuff out there for everybody to enjoy. And your support and everyone's support is truly why I do this. So that's very sweet. Thank you, Freddie. You look great today, by the way.
Take care and be well.
Thank you so much. You might want to look at those sores. Oh man, that's funny. Freddie, if you are on the channel often, you know exactly who I'm talking about here. You know who Freddie is. Congrats, Farzad, from Rich. Thank you for bringing love to the community and promoting communication and openly sharing ideas. Thank you, Rich. Yeah, that's been my priority from the beginning. Is just community is important. Diversity of thought is important. And the best way to do that is through just honest, good communication. And as of late, I've been trying to bring opposing ideas, even within our little community, as much as humanly possible, to try and create good conversation, especially during this time where, you know, Tesla stock's not performing that great. And Elon's out there with Twitter, and a lot of folks might not be, you know, super comfortable with the ride. It's still important to have open conversations. Those are the conversations that would lead to the best outcome possible, because that's how the best ideas are shared. So thank you so much. Appreciate that comment very much. Followed you since day one. Thank you, Philip. Yeah. Thank you so much for your support, brother. Congratulations. I'm a big fan. Thank you, Philip. Thank you. Well, we have two Philips. One F Philip and one PH Philip. How many people come here just to chill and have a good conversation? DRK, that's a great question, because I would love to know that from everybody, you know, who's in here to, you know, like communicate within the comments. And honestly, DRK, I want to give you a shout out directly. Your moderation skills have been amazing. You've been such a great asset to my community. So thank you. Thank you so much for the awesome work you've been doing. If you're on Twitter, send me a DM. I want to send you something. Send me a DM on Twitter. Thank you. Hit the like button if you're enjoying the content. Look at this, bro. Matias, you're a massive inspiration. Farza, keep it up, bro. That means a lot, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much, man. That means a lot to me. That inspires me to push forward. That inspires me to push forward and make as much content that's as helpful as possible for y'all. Thank you. That's very sweet. How's everybody feeling today, by the way? What's the vibe? What are you guys thinking about? What are you guys wondering about? What would you guys like to talk about in the comments? Let me know. Do you think Elon is sleeping at the Twitter offices till he gets it right? He's probably going to be sleeping there quite a bit, for sure. I mean, that's the way the guy works. It seems like, you know, especially in times of crisis. I would say Twitter is probably at a time of crisis right now. The one benefit of Twitter, though, is that it's software only. He doesn't have to deal with a production line or materials or supply chain. So he can sit down and crank all this stuff out through code and software with a team around him. So theoretically, the chaos stage of Twitter should alleviate way faster than a Tesla or SpaceX. So I don't expect them to be there for too long. Probably for you know, they'll ship out the blue check mark in November. No, 29th, I think was the date. They'll, you know, trial that out, make sure it's good for the next week or two. And then probably sometime around mid-December, he's probably going to significantly scale back how much attention he pays to the company and then allow the company to sort of grow on its own. He'll still be obviously part of it, but he'll be less involved, I would predict. Yes, I would definitely predict that. Do you think Berkshire Hathaway is interested in Tesla? I don't know if they're interested in Tesla right now. I made a video about this earlier this week. I think it was on Monday, Tuesday. My days blend together, man. Maybe it was yesterday. I don't remember. Crazy. But I think Charlie and Warren respect Elon. Those are the fund owners, in case nobody's familiar with that. Those two guys own the fund. And I think they'll be interested in Tesla once they have a dividend and or a buyback program. So I think once that happens, we might get legitimate interest from the fund. Until then, I think they're just going to be status quo for what they are. Yeah. Hello, Farzad's wife. Can you share anything about a possible collab soon with Dave Lee? Thank you. Wife, you want to come on and say something? She's not going to, I guarantee you. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Dev and I both live in the same area. We actually just, he trolled me on Twitter and shot him a text earlier today. But yeah, I think a collab would make sense for sure. We haven't spoken. He was actually my first guest ever on the channel. So now that I'm in for a year, it probably makes a lot of sense for Dave and I to do a collaboration. So yeah, more on that soon, maybe. We'll see. Ian, have you ever put thought to a leadership job at Twitter in the future? I think you're the perfect fit. Well, that's very flattering. Thank you, Ian. Never say never. I'm much more interested on the content creation side on Twitter because it's such a new thing now. And knowing how Elon builds his companies, it's going to be a state-of-the-art company in that sort of social media content creation part. So to me, I'm much more interested to be part of Twitter in that respect. However, a lot of my expertise and career sort of background is in leadership and leading teams, especially in more technical fields. So never say never, but I'm very excited about the content creation side of Twitter. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Elon, hit me up. Your beard is almost back in one day. Chuck, listen, bro. It's like 2 days, but it's okay. I just dropped one of my AirPods. You see that? Let me get it. Where'd it go? Okay. I'm back. By the way, shout out Chuck Cook. He has a software written after him, y'all. The king of FSD videos. Chuck, thank you so much, man. Love you, brother. The vibe is buy Tesla while it's still a bargain. Not financial advice, but they do say buy low, sell high. Do whatever you want with your money. You know? Yeah, let me know what you guys are thinking through, what kind of questions you have, what kind of thoughts you have. I just wanted to put this live stream together for all you guys, you know, for everybody to sit down and have a conversation together, celebrate this, you know, 1 year together. This is not just an individual, you know, it's like a business, a team thing. It's a group thing. You know, we sit down and we built this thing together. So it's not just me or an individual. It's all of us. I'm also for more insight into how my journey has been, I wrapped up recording a video earlier today about recapping my last year with like stats. I have all my stats from my YouTube, how much I've earned on YouTube, my lessons learned, my sort of recommendations for people looking to start a YouTube channel, and what my plans are for the year. So look for that maybe later tonight, if not tomorrow at some point. But I'm excited to share that with all of you and get that going as well. So thank you. Love your podcast with Sandy Monroe from Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, Sandy's a legend. Sandy's one of those guys where if you get him going, he'll like keep going. And he's such a good podcast guest because he knows how to talk. And that's the one thing I found with doing my own podcast and having sort of that sort of style on my channel is having people that know how to talk are a giant asset, and it makes it a little bit easier on a host. But it's also very important to know how to ask the questions and sort of where to pick and where to drive the conversation and what to draw out from the conversation and getting the most salient points. It's hard. But Sandy is so good at just giving up that information on his own. You don't have to prod and pick for it. That's why he's always so great on camera with anywhere he goes. He's just really good at that. Really good at that. Sir Worthington, just completed my first week at Giga Texas. Dude, congratulations. Today I am off. I need it. I'm exhausted. Haha. Yeah, dude. It's working at Tesla is a tough place, but congratulations, man. Congrats. Let us know how you think of it. Let me know. I don't know if you watch my videos, but let me know if they've been helpful at all to sort of set an expectation or to help you get your head wrapped around what it means to be part of Tesla. I would love to get your feedback. I would love to get your feedback and what I can do better to see if there's something I can do from that respect. Who knows when the Roadster comes to life? 4680 problems from Harry. I think probably next year. It's going to be such a low volume car that it shouldn't take that many cells away, but I don't think it's going to be 4680. I'm pretty sure Roadster is either going to be the 2170 or the 8650, the original cell. So I don't think it's a 4680. I don't think the power density is high enough for the Roadster to go as fast as it needs to. So I think it's just tied to cell availability for the other vehicles. So we'll see. Curious to see though. Magnus, I love your live streams, really opening up for your audience. How can you keep going for so long with your guests in the longer streams? Amazing, all the love. Thank you, Magnus. It's hard. It's hard, man. That's one of the things that I try my best to overcome, is that it's difficult to have your brain going for 2 hours in an intense conversation. It's hard enough to do it in like for a half hour, but doing so for 2 hours, especially when the subject matter that you're talking about, you're learning a lot from. You know, I'm not an expert in everything, obviously nobody is, but then when you're picking somebody's brain on something and you're trying to absorb it for yourself, the 60 minute mark is when your brain starts getting fried a little bit. And so the next 60 minutes, it's all about how can I keep this intensity going and ensuring that I'm absorbing the information as much as possible. What sometimes happens is the guest will share something that's so profound that your brain lights up and then you get a jolt of energy, but it's difficult. It's definitely difficult. Yeah, man, it's, I don't know, a lot of sleep, good diet, exercise, take care of yourself, do everything you can to keep your brain fresh, and you'll be able to sustain those conversations often. Jeff, I think Twitter is going to be a great company. Facebook is going to no longer fact check political candidates. Makes me want to quit Facebook, like Elon stated in the past. Yeah, I think what Twitter is going to be, it's going to be a state-of-the-art social media, whatever that means. And if Elon's goal is to make it the best place to view truth, then that means that it's not going to be limited to anything. It's going to be open for everything because truth is everything. Truth is everywhere. So I think other companies will struggle for sure. Unless they figure out a way to cater to an audience. But at the very least, what Twitter is going to do, it's going to light a fire under everyone else to do the best they can to make the best social media company possible. So your Facebooks, your Instagrams, your TikToks, your whatever, go down the list, should now be on notice that says, hey, now we got a new player. Your YouTubes should now be a little bit, not concerned, but like, okay, we got a new player in town. We better get our stuff together because those guys are going to move fast and we need to adapt. So it's a win-win. For us, it's a win-win. For sure, as a consumer. Congrats, Farzad. Great Dan Ives and Gary Black interviews, brother. Thank you. I actually never had Dan Ives, but I'm looking forward to having Dan, fellow Penn Stater. I've had Ross and Gary on before, and now we got to complete the trifecta with Dan. So, Dan, if you're watching, let's do it, brother. We are Penn State. By the way, he's also a Giants fan, and the Giants are doing really well this year with Saquon. So, Roadster is 2170 or higher energy density cells. 4680, not quite there yet. An energy density C limiting factor. Yep. Thank you, Green Tech Fusion. That's exactly right. So 4680 production issues shouldn't impact Roadster at all. It should be its own thing. Who do you see as the natural successor after Elon if he decides to step down from CEO position of Tesla? That is such a good question. So that has come up as of recent. Let's see if our producer can do this while I talk. A little bit of practice for our producer wife here. See if you can Google the Elon talking about a CEO replacement. It should have been an article from yesterday. Let's see if you can Google that and bring it on screen as I talk about it a little bit. Let's see if producer wife can do this. Look at this. I've just put people on the spot. I don't care if they're my wife. Come on. I think it's Zach. Zach Kirkhorn, the CFO. And this is probably an unpopular opinion, but let me sort of walk you through the process here. I believe that with Tesla's upcoming couple years, they're going to be generating a gigantic amount of cash, a gigantic amount of cash in the tens to hundreds of billions of dollars per year into the end of the decade. And Tesla is already at a point where they're maximizing every dollar they can use to grow the company. So one of the biggest strengths of the company is going to be, here, zoom in a little bit. If you do control and then scroll in, you should be on the window. You should be able to zoom that up a little bit. Producer wife. That's a nickname for producer wife today. Yeah. Elon Musk says he'll replace himself as Twitter CEO over time. Elon Musk has picked a successor as Tesla CEO. Here are the top candidates. So if you click, let's see. Yeah, if you go back one, I think the second article there. Yeah, there we go. Do that guy. Yeah. If you just jumped on the stream, I have a producer starting today. It's my wife. We're going to call her producer wife so that I can focus on the content and then I can give her grief on not zooming in enough on things. Elon Musk has picked a successor, a Tesla CEO. Here are the top candidates for the top job. So this is a Halloween costume he wore this year, I think. So if we scroll down a little bit, some names come up. We have folks like fucking pop-ups, bro. God. I hope Twitter gets rid of pop-ups somehow for the entire internet. Folks that have been thrown around are people like Drew Baglino, Ashok, which is the AI guy at Tesla. I personally think it's probably going to be Zach because of how much money Tesla is going to create in the future. I think it's going to be a weird thing for Tesla to have probably hundreds of billions of dollars of cash generation each year at the end of the decade. And I think it behooves Tesla and investors alike to have somebody at the top of the company that's best fit to figure out how to handle that cash in some way. Obviously, Elon Musk is brilliant at a lot of things, but if he wants to maximize his impact to the world from a technology and product perspective, and that's where he thinks where he enjoys doing the most, then it makes sense to have somebody at the top of the company that then takes care of like the, okay, so what do we do with all this cash? This, what's Tesla going to be known for? Amazing products and blah, blah, blah. But ultimately, they're going to be generating a ridiculous amount of cash. So that's why I think Zach makes the most sense. As long as Elon is at the company. If Elon is heading engineering and production, then I believe Zach's the best fit. If Elon is no longer at the company, then it makes sense to have somebody in the technology sector. So like a Drew Baglino or an Ashok or somebody that's more like a techno king, right? As he calls himself. But I don't see Elon not being part of Tesla for at least another 10 to 20 years, to be honest. He'll probably be at Tesla until the freaking guy dies or goes to Mars, right? So it's going to take a while. It's going to take a minute. But that would be my recommendation. That would be my recommendation for sure. Thank you, producer wife. Good job. Clap. Let's give producer wife a round of applause. Well done. Buzz saw Lightyear. Buzz saw Lightyear. My God. Sorry. Can't even talk. Do you think Twitter could work to gamify learning and help to educate the world, even in poor countries? Maybe pay users for their success in learning as well with the program. Yeah, I mean, this is incredibly interesting. The way I see Twitter, yes, I can. Let me answer that question. Yes, I can. And the reason why is a lot of these sort of areas of the world that could, you know, are developing right now, they don't have the same opportunities as, say, most Western countries, is they don't have high-speed internet. And in conjunction with Starlink, Twitter could be this very powerful platform, like a human operating system platform that could do all these things, even either if it's something that it natively provides or something similar to, say, like a WeChat, where it has like they call mini programs, and it's one of the subsets of Twitter that you can use. Yeah, I could totally see that. I think that and I made a video about this yesterday, the world in about 10 to 20 years is going to be very automated. I mean, we're automating away self-driving cars with self-driving cars. We're going to be automating away human physical labor with the bot, you know, especially things that are dangerous and boring and repetitive. So that frees up a lot of time for people to do things in the digital world, because a lot of the things in the physical world that have to get done will get done. So anything is possible. And learning and education is going to be, it's one of those areas, honestly, that especially in the States, it sucks, bro. Like, forget developing nations. The U.S. education system could use a lot of help. So Twitter could very much become that. It's already a wealth of information for a lot of people. If you know how to search it, if you make that readily available for everybody, then you've taken it to the next level, for sure. Great question. Very, very good question. I wonder what Twitter will do with Doge soon. There were some strong hints they were implementing something. Yeah, I would expect them to use Doge for, say, microtransactions or some sort of cryptocurrency. It makes sense, you know. As a content creator, if I'm going to be on Twitter, let's put it this way. Twitter's biggest thing right now that I have to do is make money. They're not making any money. It's very obvious that they're in dire straits. And the biggest thing that Twitter has to do is figure out how to make money. What's the best way to make money? You have a bunch of creators on your platform generating a bunch of kick-ass content. How do you incentivize creators to be on your platform? You figure out ways so that they earn a lot of money. What's one good way of them earning a lot of money? Microtransactions, or some way for the viewer to directly, not just through ads or whatever, to directly compensate the view. And something like Dogecoin works theoretically because, one, it's super high transfer rate, so you can give somebody Dogecoin super fast, but it's also highly divisible. So one Dogecoin is what, $8 or something? I forget how much it is. But you can fractionalize Dogecoin, or 80 cents, I'm sorry, 70 cents. I don't even know. How much is Dogecoin, y'all? 8 cents? I think it's 8 cents. Let me see. 8 cents, 0.084 cents. But you can subdivide Dogecoin into, I don't know, one fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a penny. And then you could potentially use that mechanism to pay creators, either through seconds watched or minutes watched. I have no idea. But it's going to be very fascinating to watch how Twitter leverages that platform. Cryptocurrency in general, not even Dogecoin. Omar Sheikh says, will Tesla cross $2 EPS in Q4, run rate of $8 for 2023? Well, let's figure that out, eh? Let's do a live... I have this model that I've built that it's by quarter. Let me see what I have on my quarterly predictions. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen, producer wife. So let me go ahead and do that. By the way, for those that just joined, my wife's doing all the production today. I'm just focusing mostly on talking to the camera and making sure I don't make a fool out of myself. And then producer wife is doing all the background stuff. So say hi to producer wife. I have Q4 at $1.62, just based on my most recent sort of assumptions. That's with 450,000 deliveries, ASP of 53,000 per car, with adjusted COGS of about 37,000 per car. That nets out to about $1.62, and then you obviously take into account energy growth and so on and so forth. As we get closer to the end of the quarter, I'll revamp these numbers, but I don't know. I think $2 is going to be tough to hit unless there's some sort of giant upside on just profits flowing to the bottom line, either through recurring revenue or something or other. So yeah, that's a good question though. But right now I don't see it. I don't see it right now. Let me go back to here. Cool. Let's go ahead and bring up, there's a super chat there, producer wife. So see if you can find it and throw it up for us. Thank you so much. $6.66 super chat. Thank you very much. The White House. Any thoughts on, or warehouse, any thoughts on crappy macro troubled consumers affecting Tesla demand next year? That's a great question. Not financial advice. I'm probably the last person you want to ask when it comes to this. But the way I think about it is, even in a very recessionary environment, even in an environment where a lot of people that don't have disposable incomes are not going to be able to afford a lot of things, there's still going to be a subset of the population that can't afford things. And you have two things that are working next, like in the economy next year, especially in the States. One is you have a lot of governments that are giving a lot of incentives for people to buy EVs instead of gas cars. So you already have a natural lever there for there to be demand for EVs. The second, actually, there's multiple reasons here. The second is that Tesla has proven that they have by far the best product out of any EVs that's being sold, especially because of their supercharger network. So they have, you know, a lot of advantages from that perspective. And then third is that there's this natural momentum towards EVs anyway. So even though the car market, say, even if it collapses by 50%, the entire car industry, the EV industry should still continue to grow, or at the very least stay flat. But the thing is, the only player really in the States and other countries that has scale is Tesla. So in that environment, I think Tesla is gonna do really, really well. So I don't think it will. It might affect it a little bit, but I don't think not enough to prevent Tesla's growth, because their product offering is just too strong. And unless everyone stops buying cars, then I don't see it being impacted. But great question. And thank you so much for the 666 super chat. Thank you very much. Next question. Good job, producer wife. Round of applause. Well done. Well done. Have you heard anything about what Herbert Diess lately, or is he still on vacation? Haven't heard anything from Herbert. There was that rumor about Elon having identified a CEO. I'm not sure if he's internal or she's internal or external, but we haven't heard anything from Herbert. He's probably just hanging out, you know, taking a break, making sure he's relaxing, getting his bearings back. He deserves it, man. He's been at Volkswagen for a while, and I thought he was doing a really good job. So, yeah, I haven't heard anything from him. We'll probably hear from him soon. Who knows, maybe at Tesla. Silas, I just recently discovered your channel because of the interviews. I find it super cool that you are so open and continue to follow your passion for Tesla or after leaving the company. Thank you. Thank you very much, Silas. Yes, it's some call me a moron and an idiot for doing that. Because like, stop obsessing so much about this thing. My guy, you can't stop talking about it. I can't, man. I can't help myself. So I appreciate that very much, man. And I think over time, what I'm going to try to be is I'm going to try to be as useful as humanly possible to as many people as possible. It might not be Tesla or Elon specific, but I'm trying my best to be as useful as possible. So thank you very much, Silas. That's really, really kind. Oh, look, who do we have backstage there? Who's that? My boy from Germany. How's it going, brother?
Can you hear me?
How are you doing? Yes, sir, I can.
Perfect. So yeah, congratulations at first. I thought I might jump on the stream now.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's a huge celebration for both of us.
Yes.
And I figured I'd just join. Yeah.
Sure. Thank you, man. What are you celebrating today? Tell us what you're celebrating.
I'm celebrating that I've reached my 1,000 subscribers and we recorded a special. I think it was yesterday.
Sorry.
And yeah, and it's awesome, and I'm gonna upload that on Sunday, and it's gonna be a great episode, very insightful, and it was so funny. We were talking about that you also have your anniversary, like a couple of today actually, and this was very awesome. And the limiting factor's birthday is today, which is awesome.
I know, man. A lot of things are overlapping, dude. A lot of things are overlapping. Yeah, man. Congratulations to all the success you've had. And yeah, man, that's 1,000 is going to be the beginning for you. You know, I think you're going to do a lot more. If you don't follow Jan at Tesla Fix right there, on his name right there, Tesla Fix, he covers a lot of the Tesla stuff, but from a German perspective. And
exactly, he's
been doing a great job. But yeah, do you have any question or comment that you'd like to throw out before we're doing the next person?
I just wanted to ask, how do you see the future of the Twitter saga a little bit? Maybe you can comment on that again, because I think that's a very important thing, and also what implications it has on Tesla. Yeah,
yeah,
in that
for sure.
Direction.
I think with Twitter specifically, with having somebody like an Elon Musk, he has a track record of creating companies that are state of the art and are capable of moving really quickly. Mm-hmm. So what I expect to happen with Twitter is there's going to be a lot of changes. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to happen with that platform that folks might view as like, oh my God, what is he doing? It's so chaotic. Mm-hmm. But in reality, that's what has to happen in order to innovate as quickly as humanly possible. That's just how innovation works. So what that means in the short term is there's going to be chaos. There's going to be a lot of questioning. But what that means in the next 6 to 12 months, maybe even earlier than that, is that you're going to have a platform that's going to be killing it. And during that time, hopefully what Tesla does, it shows that it's able to grow and continue to make a ton of money and ship a bunch of cars without this, oh my God, Elon has to be there 24/7 outside of SpaceX. So it could create a lot of confidence around the leadership of Tesla, as long as Tesla can execute through the next couple quarters while this Twitter saga continues. So short term chaotic, long term, I think it's going to be a big reinforcement that Tesla is not just one person. It's 100,000 people plus. They're incredibly talented. Their product line is going to ensure that they survive well into the future. And in tandem, we're going to have a social media company that's going to be incredible to use. So yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be absolutely great.
Yeah, I also think so. We also discussed this topic very steeply on my episode that's going to air. But I have another question, something that is more on the level of your channel and stuff like that. How will you, or what are your plans, your future plans? Because I know that engaging with your community is like the key thing for you, the most important thing. And how do you plan on expanding on that? I think you're hoping that Twitter will be a place where you can engage even more and more thoroughly, but maybe you can expand on that a little bit.
For sure. Yeah, it's definitely, I see Twitter as a way to continue building that. I think continuing to do live streams on YouTube is very important. Engaging the community is super important.
Absolutely.
As I build my Patreon and like my YouTube subscribers, ensuring that, you know, our private Discord is of high value. As my community grows, the one thing I'm trying to do is I'm trying to give back. I'm trying to allow my community to also pursue their passions. You know, so there's a couple of folks that have joined my community that have started a YouTube channel or are starting a YouTube channel after they've joined it, after, you know, sort of seeing what I'm doing and trying to, you know, give them a little bit of advice in theory, like yourself, exactly. Like, so maybe trying to be a little bit of a mentor in some respects, I think might be helpful to my community. I did that a lot while I was at Tesla in my previous career too at Philips. Like, mentorship was a big part of what I really enjoy. That's ultimately what I love. And I think that's why YouTube for me is so fun, because I feel like I'm like kind of mentoring people-ish on what I've seen to help them make their own decisions. But then at the same time, I'm also trying my best to be vulnerable about how I just don't know everything and I'm trying to learn as well. And that's why I have people on the channel and stuff. And so I think that's important for community. I think that's important for building people that are sort of like-minded and are trying to achieve bigger things in life. And even though we're talking mostly about Tesla and Elon and stuff like that, there's a lot of things to be taken away. So that's a great question, man. I really appreciate the question. Thank you. Yeah. So
yeah, and also,
we'll see what happens.
Yeah. What I wanted to add there, because I found it very interesting. Like, I can see you really when you talk about, because you're as I said on the episode before we already talked, but that you have this holistic approach that you try to like get deeper into the topics, not just on the surface level, which is very inspiring. And I also think you might be heading towards a place where it's not just Tesla, it's more also inspirational stuff and stuff like that, and how to build yourself up a little bit and stuff like I can see that a little bit, because you're a very inspiring person, and your approach on that, just doing it, and how you do your stuff, and how you are like the DNA of Tesla, you really took that and adapted it to your channel. Just start from the get-go and just produce and engage with your community, and that's very inspiring. And that was also something, like I've said in our last talk, that inspired me to start my channel, actually. And I was because I'm a German perfectionist, it's very hard for me to do that, because I'm from the video production side, so quality is very important for me and stuff like that. But I overthink everything, which is horrible to start a YouTube channel, actually.
Yes.
But but you really inspired me to just start. That's what I wanted to add. So I wanted to say thank you to you on your special
thank
day
you,
also.
Man.
And that's really awesome. And yeah, I wish you the best and everything. And shout outs to the producer wife. I'm glad that you're working together here on the screen.
I'm putting her to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
She's
thank you so much.
Good job so far. Yeah.
Yeah, she's killing it.
To add that then.
Yeah. Thank you so much, man. Yeah, that's very sweet. Thank you, Jan. Like I said, like, I think your channel is going to do incredibly well. I'm very flattered by your words. And yeah, man, I can't wait to continue working together in the future, brother. Take it
easy.
Yeah,
we will talk a lot. All right, bye, Farzad.
All right, man. Bye. Nice Have hoodie, fun. By the way. Nice beanie.
Thanks. Thanks,
X. Nice. Swaggered up.
Yeah.
Take it easy, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Jan, make sure you check him out. Tesla Fix. He's a beast. Hey, Farzad, congrats on 365 days. Been following your journey from day one, even though I can't always attend the live streams. Damn, time flies. Thank you so much. Appreciate you so much, man. Harry, I always wonder why FSD trials in Amsterdam aren't considered. This is probably the most difficult city. If it works there, well, yeah. I think, so what's interesting too, if you guys follow Kim Paquette on YouTube, Kim Paquette, I don't know if you can bring up her YouTube channel there, producer wife, and throw it up on YouTube, Kim Paquette. She does full self-driving videos in Rhode Island. And boy, are those roads chaos. They're freaking chaos, man. It's like, it's a very European, you know, it was first built by the colonies that showed up by the colonizers that came up to the States. And so a lot of the road system is very similar to that. There she is, Kim Paquette. Make sure you go follow her on YouTube. She does a lot of, all her videos are full self-driving videos in Rhode Island, and those roads are nuts. And they do remind me a lot of Europe. So when we were in Ireland, I think Ireland and Amsterdam probably are not, it's kind of similar, but it's very different from the States, but it reminds me a lot of her videos. So that might be a good signal for y'all to understand how FSD is progressing in that respect. So yeah, producer wife's killing it, bro. I just throw something out there. Boom. It comes out right away. What a beast. DRK, did you hear? We can support the spread of Starlink by donating a Starlink to charities and places through SpaceX. Minimum is the cost of one machine and a year of service. Oh, that's cool. I think I've heard about that, actually. Yeah, that's a really good way of ensuring people that don't have access to internet can get access to internet. So, and a good way of marketing too, eh? It's very smart by SpaceX, for sure. For sure, for sure. I love what you do and the way you are. Thank you. You've made incredible, compelling content. Your humanity and sense of humor are priceless. Erwin, that's so sweet. Thank you so much, man. That's really, really kind. I try my best to be me at all times on these streams. And, you know, my goal is anytime somebody meets me in person, that they're like, wow, you're exactly like you are in front of the camera. Yeah, that's my goal. So thank you. That's very, very sweet. Where's your cowboy hat and boots? Well, here's the deal, Steven. I have boots, but I think it might be hard to see on stream, mainly because I'm not wearing them right now. And I don't have a cowboy hat yet. And we should probably do that. Producer wife, Christmas present? Let's go. There's also no way for Apple or Google to take a cut from tipping if people use Doge. Another plus is also transparency. Yeah, so we're talking about microtransactions on Twitter. So really good thought. Really good thought. The maximum value of the sort of transaction to the creator goes directly to the creator, right? So it's basically 100%. So yeah, that's a great point. That's one of the goals of having some decentralized things, right? Rottles, channel member. Rodman's the man. Dude, okay, you need to find in the background, producer wife, his channel. It's called Distilled. It's like a whiskey tasting channel on YouTube. See if you can bring it up. Congrats, Farzad. Has it already been a year? It's been amazing watching your YouTube journey. And thank you for everything you do for the community. Shout out to your A++ production crew. Love you guys. Thank you very much, Rodman. That's very, very sweet. Really appreciate you. I can see producer wife scrolling through the thing right there below. Let me see if I can pull it up on my side too, because you really do make great videos, man. Here, I actually found it, producer wife. Let me go ahead and send you the link so you can post it. Shout out to producer wife, man. She's in the background killing it. Her first time. I checked your private chat. I just sent it to you. Her first time doing this, and she is killing it. Doing a really good job. Good job, producer wife. Well done. Well done. There we go. Go ahead and share it. Bring it up. Uh-oh. Let's see if she can figure it out. 5, 4. Close enough. Distilled. Make sure you go check out Rahman's channel. He's putting out content almost every week, man. Look at him. Look at this guy. Beast. How many videos is that already? 12. 16? 4? 8? 12, 15. Look at this guy. Rodman joined our Discord by becoming a Patreon and YouTube supporter. And in the last, I think, month or two, Rodman, you've made this thing together. And yeah, it's been great. Look at these thumbnails, bro. I have a lot to learn from Rodman, bro. Look at this guy. Anyway, make sure you check out his channel. Thank you, Rodman. It's very, very sweet. Thank you very much. Very, very sweet. What version of FSC beta are you on? More steps forward than back this round? I'm actually on 69.24, I believe. I'm not on 3 yet. And it was actually pretty good. 69.24 was pretty good. The one I'm really excited for is 11, bro. Like, if that's single stack and then it's full self-driving everywhere, I'm very excited for that version. Because a lot of my roads where I live are mostly those, like, highways where it's a lot of navigate on autopilot. But full self-driving, if they put that logic on the highway stack, it's going to do way better. Because personally, I think navigating on autopilot kind of sucks. It lane keeps really well, but in comparison to FSD, FSD's logic is way better. It's just way more confident. It doesn't handle every single situation, but the way it drives is just way more human-like. And I really like that a lot. So I'm excited for version 11. I've seen constant improvement. And from this point forward, every time we do a full self-driving video, producer wife is going to be my passenger, and she's going to give live commentary as she's shitting her pants. It's going to be great. It's both entertaining and valuable. You're welcome. I wonder if producer wife thinks I'm a moron or if she's actually laughing. I doubt she's laughing. Like you playing your guitar, maybe play some music for intro or outro. Yeah, I've been thinking about doing that. I've been thinking about creating like some sort of theme song for the video where I sit down and play the guitar. But yeah. Yeah, maybe one of these days we'll do that. This is how we up our production value, eh? Harry, €5.99 super chat. Super thanks. Thank you so much, Harry. Appreciate your support, brother. You're the man. As far as Discord active. Yeah, it's pretty active. I would like to think so. We're pretty small. How many members do we have? 47? Let me see. Pull up my Discord here. We have 11. Yeah, 47. 47 members on Discord. I like to think we're pretty active. But I'll let the channel members actually tell you on the channel and see if they're happy about it. But yeah, pretty active. Hello, peeps. Ishan, another channel member. 365 days. This has been quite a ride for Farzad and everyone associated. Yeah, man. Ishan has been one of the early supporters. Thank you very much again, man. You've been great. And he's been on our community forums, the latest one with Sandy on this Monday. We had Sandy, Hans, and Borghand, a.k.a. Richard, a.k.a. TeslaBot, a.k.a. a lot of people. And yeah, he's been a great part of the community. Thank you, Ishan. Appreciate you, brother. You're the man. Have you ever thought about going back to Tesla? It's funny. I get this question every week. I always think about my time at Tesla, it being the most challenging and valuable experience of my life. But at this stage of my sort of life, I don't think I'm ever going to go back. Like, never say never, but I don't think I'll ever go back to Tesla because I've kind of done it already. I'm very proud of the work I did there. The next generation of people that are there are going to kill it. I'm much more interested in sort of growing what I'm doing now. So, you know, one of the main reasons why I left the company was because, hey, I have these means. I have financial independence. I have a very supportive wife. I have friends and family. But I also have this sort of thing inside me where I want to do my own thing. I want to find what that thing is and I want to achieve it. And I think this YouTube thing or this content thing is becoming that for me. So that to me is way more interesting. Never say never, but I would probably say that's very unlikely. Yeah, it's probably not going to happen. Nothing against the company. I freaking loved it. It's just different priorities. Been here since your first podcast. Love from Tilburg. You should know that city. I do, in the Netherlands. I do. You know why? Because Tesla has a warehouse there. Tilburg, baby. Yeah, man. Thank you, Lucid. Thank you for your support, brother. I think that's public knowledge. Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Elon's lawyers are here. Thank you, man. Thank you very much. We're coming up on 53 minutes. We're almost at the hour mark. Let's go for 5 more minutes. Let's bring up a few more questions here if you have them or some comments. And yeah, we'll take it there. Let's throw some questions, comments, if you have anything else you'd like me to hit, if there's anything you're interested about or anything you'd like me to discuss. Congrats on a year of Farza. Sorry I was so late. Please, why are you apologizing, Feltrain? Come on now. You're at every single stream. How dare you? Thank you for the support, man. Appreciate you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have you ever talked about your real estate investments, location type management, business issues, buy strategy, exit strategy? I haven't, only because I've, you know, it's part of my sort of overall portfolio, but it's just buying rental properties, renting them out, and just keeping them forever. It's very straightforward. I'm not this like real estate mogul that's like out there freaking buying up houses left and right. We have property, we rent it out. And then with the hopes that one day, once our family moves up here, we just stick them in those houses. And it's like, here you go. Thank you for raising your children. Have a house. So that's the thought process. There will be no exit strategy. The thought process here is buy property and then, yeah. And then just give it to the parents because they deserve it. Take on Mr. Beast, bro. Tesla Economics follower. Thank you very much for your support, man. Yeah, on Twitter, I made a tweet last night before I went to bed, I'm pretty sure. I'm like, I'm going to try to be the Mr. Beast of Twitter. I have no idea how, but I'm going to try to figure out how to be somebody that's as useful and as valuable as humanly possible to mankind on Twitter. That's my overarching strategy. Who knows if I'll make it or not, but I really am very motivated to do that. And I'm very much looking forward to that journey and seeing what that means and how it sort of develops over time. Yeah, probably a little aspirational, but that's okay. If you could ask anyone at Tesla anything and they wouldn't get into trouble due to NDAs or anything, who and what would it be? That's an interesting question because I've asked those questions all the time. Let's see. If they wouldn't get into trouble due to NDAs or anything, yeah. I would say, like, is the culture today the same as it was a year ago? And I can tell you the answer is yes. It is the same as it was a year ago because I talk to people from Tesla all the time. I actually had a couple of my proteges. They visited me a couple weekends ago. They work out in California. And that was my question. Like, yeah, it's still the same. Still the same. Chaotic. Fast. Sometimes a shit show. But that's Tesla. So, yeah, that would be my question. Lufty, thank you so much for becoming a YouTube member. Thank you very much. Appreciate the support. You'll have the Discord link once you receive the email or message or something. So make sure you get that. And you also get a 20% off coupon code for merch. For merch. Look at this. Let's bring down Matthias's comment for a second so I can show off this incredible shirt. Look at this. I can't even... Merch store. Farzadmizbahi.com/merch. We should probably do a banner for that whenever I do something stupid like that. All right, bring back Matthias. What hobbies do you enjoy outside of shredding epic riffs on your guitar? Nowadays, it's mostly that. Playing chess. I've been really into chess lately. Cooking with the wife has been super fun. Eating the wife's food. Producer wife's food is like, she's the most ridiculously good cook you'll ever meet. Reading books. I haven't done that too much as of late. Honestly, one of my things is that I haven't been exercising my hobbies nearly as much as I should, because I think I'm focusing too much on the YouTube and the Twitter stuff. Like I think I'm investing a little too much time as of late to like figure out how to grow this thing. I think I need to take a little bit of a break and let my brain reset and come back a little bit fresher. But those are the things. Chess and guitar are my two main hobbies. I also like playing video games from time to time, but right now I'm much more into the guitar and chess vibe. Guitar lessons on Twitter. I've thought about it. I think, you know, I'm not a great guitar player. I think I'm a good guitar player. I'm not a great guitar player. A lot of my expertise is mostly in metal, and there's already so much great metal guitar content out there that I don't know how much sort of value I could bring from that perspective, but I've thought about it. Who knows? Maybe once upon a time, once in a blue moon, I might put out like a guitar lesson video, maybe on a different channel, but probably not on this one, on a different channel. But yeah, I've thought about it. Dig the shirt. Thank you, Matt. Hey, Matt, you look good there. Nice profile picture. Matt Smith, part of Good Soil Invest. Producer wife, let's see if you can do this on YouTube. Good Soil Investing Management. Look at that. She's already on it. What a beast. Producer wife in the background, killing it. Absolutely killing it. Make sure you go check out their channel. Emmett Peppers. I almost call him Emmett Smith. Matt Smith, Good Soil Investment Management. One of the most valuable investing channels that for me on YouTube. They talk about Tesla. They talk about Lemonade. They talk about Macro. They talk about Roblox and a bunch of other things. That smaller rocket company. I forget their name. But yeah, make sure you go check them out. Thank you, bro. And he also he had a picture on Twitter with his outfit. He was fresh, bro. You were looking fresh. That's a more advanced lookup stuff for my wife, but I'm not going to ask her to go find your fresh outfit on Twitter, unfortunately. All right, let's do a couple more. Let's go do a couple more. Oh, Discord link is invalid on members page. Okay, let me make sure I update that, Lufty. Thank you for that heads up. Producer wife, don't let me forget. Emmett Smith, Matt Peppers. Yes, they've changed their last names. Okay, I think we're an hour in, actually. Yeah, we're an hour. Okay, let's call it here. Thank you all so much. 365 days. 1 year. I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you so much for the support. Look at this. Look at producer wife is killing it. Hit the like button if you're enjoying the stream, please. And then click on subscribe too if you want to see more stuff from me. If you'd like to support the channel, I have a Patreon. I have a YouTube. You can join it right through YouTube. I think the button's somewhere over here-ish. And merch, if you also like to support the channel. I have cool merch, farsamizbahi.com/merch. Go ahead and bring up the merch store there, babe. Oh, producer wife. I shouldn't have called you babe. Look at this. I'm already calling you wrong things. Farsamizbahi.com/merch. Let's see if a producer wife can do it. Look at this. Look at this. Go to the store. Bring up this. Wow. Producer. This is so much easier when I don't have to do this stuff and I have producer wife doing the work for me. Look at this. Look at this. We got shirts. We got cases. We got hats. What else we got? We got hoodies. I'm very proud of that hoodie. That black and white one is coming in here in the next couple of days for me. I'm super excited to show that off. Yeah, man. I have a blueberries thing because everybody knows blueberries are juju. Best part is no part, or best part is no. Get it? Somebody on Twitter gave me that idea. I'm trying to give them a free shirt. They're not hitting me back. Best mustache is not mustache. Thank you so much. And the robots are coming one. You want to click on the first shirt there? So I can give you guys a little bit of an insight into that. Go ahead and click on the first shirt. Yeah. That is created by Dolly, that design there. And I went in and I made some tweaks to it. But the thought process there is the robots are coming and they're going to usher in either an incredible world or an insane world. And we should talk about it. Like, hey, this is going to be incredible, but we also need to make sure it's not just in the hands of a few, right? And that's the inspiration behind the merch. And if you scroll down a little bit as well, and you show them the next shirt, keep going. Oops, what'd you do? Producer wife, my goodness, what are you doing? There you go. So zoom in on that QR code on the back. Yeah. Up, there you go. That QR code takes you to the trailer that I put together for the robots is coming, for the robots are coming concept. So I love this thing. I don't know. I could have never imagined myself doing a freaking merch line, but I've been very passionate about it. And it's, I don't know. I just have a lot of fun doing it. But anyway, that's another way to support the channel. All right. I'm going to shut up now. Thank you very much. We'll see you on the next one. Take it easy, everybody. Community forum tomorrow. Love you guys. Bye-bye. And broadcast. Let's see if producer wife can do it.